Thanks for making the call. If you're listening to this, it's because you're interested in power, financial power in particular, and you've been to my website, TooDamnEasy.com. That's TooDamnEasy.com. And I want to point you to a very interesting read. It's a book called The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. You can pick that up today at your local bookstore like a Barnes & Noble or Borders, or you can even get it offline at Amazon.com. The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. Check it out. Very interesting. But, excuse me, I want to talk to you about the concept of power. The average person, when they hear something like that, they immediately think something evil or some type of greed, but having power is a good thing. I want to give you some examples. Having power, let's say it's your job, is something that can actually save you from being fired when everyone else is getting a pink slip. Maybe you are that indispensable employee that the company just cannot do without. Maybe you're worth $10 million to that company, and if you get fired, that company's bottom line is going to be affected, and they're not going to have that because they want their profits. Maybe you've brought a certain clientele to the company that's worth so much, and if you walk, that clientele is going to walk because they're going to follow you, and because of that, the company is not going to fire you. Even in a recession, they're not going to fire you. That's having some power. That's being indispensable. Maybe you have some type of influence that will get a certain number of people to invest in a particular company, and I mean invest significantly. That's having some power. Maybe you have some type of influence that gets people to donate significantly to a certain type of charity. That's having some power. Maybe on your name alone, you can put behinds and seats at a certain event and sell it out. That's having some power. All of those things will put you in a position that will connect you to, number one, status and being able to secure a high position and keep it, and also put a ton of money in your pocket. So having power is a good thing. And most people secretly envy people with power, especially people who have power over them. I mean, think about it right now. Who do you know that has a certain power over you that it just puts you in an uncomfortable position? Like, it could be your boss. Just knowing that at any time that person could hand you a pink slip and it affects your livelihood, and you're thinking about, you know, if I walk into work tomorrow and my boss decides that they want to hand me a pink slip today because you don't have a good relationship with your boss. Maybe things are rocky at your job, and if you get a pink slip, you're thinking about, how am I going to pay the mortgage? How am I going to pay my kid's school tuition? How am I going to pay my car insurance? How am I going to pay my light bill, my water bill, my this and that? And because that person has that power over you, it makes you feel like a little kid. You can't say what you want to say when you want it to, especially at work, because if you say the wrong thing, you'll get fired. And now you got to worry about your checking account and what it looks like. That's the kind of thing that lowers a person's self-esteem. But when you have a certain amount of power, it actually builds your self-esteem. It makes you feel confident in yourself and in your ability. So, again, having power is an asset. And I just want to talk about that full-page ad or that flyer that you have in your hand right now. $60,000 in one day is something that I did. I mean, think about that. I say right in the ad, that's some power that will blow your mind. And it's going to take the average person some time to get used to. I want you to imagine being able to generate $60,000 cash to your front door in one day. What would you do with that kind of power? If you were doing what I'm doing and you were able to generate that kind of money what kind of power would that afford you? Let's talk about Samantha for a minute. She was $30,000 in debt, credit card debt. She was carrying that for a few years with massive interest. She started doing what I'm doing, and she was able to pay that off in 5 days, exactly $29,283.06. Paid it off in 5 days. Imagine carrying around that much debt for 3 years, but then all of a sudden having the power to erase that debt in 5 days. That's power. Power is the ability to be able to get what you want, when you want, and being able to do it in such a way where it's ethical, being able to do it in such a way where it doesn't harm anyone around you. And that kind of financial power is going to raise your self-esteem, and it's going to, you know, make you feel good about yourself. It's going to give you a confidence that you've never had before. Being in massive debt, knowing that you're controlled by bankers, is not a good position to be in. That lowers your self-esteem. Being controlled by your boss, by your company, knowing that at any moment you could be fired and your job is not secure, that's not having power. What I'm offering you here is an opportunity to gain some power, some significant financial power, and put yourself in a position where you can completely erase your debt and put yourself in a position where now you can move forward in anything you do, buying a house, buying a car. You can do it cash, paid in full. No debt, no financing, no leasing. Pay for it in full. What could you do with that kind of power? Listen, I want you to go check out my website if you haven't did it yet so we can continue the discussion. TooDamnEasy.com. That's TOODamnEasy.com. Take care.